G'day, guys. And that's crawled through the corridors many times.
In the 30 years of K-Rock, you are one of the bigger names to go on to more successful careers. 30 years of K-Rock. What do you remember about, you know, working in the halls here?
I remember being there at the start. I started out at 3GL, and then we became K-Rock when we were owned by Hoyts Media at the time, which was, the Triple M network, which was massive. And the logo with the kangaroo looked great. And,
oh, the rock and roll.
Yeah, it was the rock and roll, that's right. And at one stage, there was Dr. Surf and I, the Bingle Brothers, were out on the road giving away free fuel. So, yeah, I had a blast. It's a great, radio stations are amazing places to be around.
What was it like when that changeover happened? You must have been pretty stoked because you're a big AC/DC fan, aren't you? So obviously a lot of rock on the station.
It was seriously unreal. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, we'd gone from, I guess, you know, just a pretty middle of the road country station to we were K-Rock and we were rocking, and it was unreal. The music was fantastic. Having FM in Geelong was just unbelievable. Footy was a big part of what we did, yeah, especially, you know, during the winter months. So, you know, and it was just, it was a really good time. And they're the years you really remember, you know, they're the blast, meeting people and giving away petrol vouchers and whatever else we could pinch
ice
from someone.
Ice cold cans of Coke.
Right. Yeah, that's it.
And that's
yeah,
the thing, we still have the connection with the footy and the Geelong Cats today, and that longevity has always, well, not just stayed, but continued to grow as well. Now, you actually were in the newsroom, and there's the often spoken about the early days, the glory days of radio, well before 2020. What was it like in the newsroom back in the 90s?
Oh, it was pretty awesome. The news used to roll in off the telex machine, so it would sort of spit out on paper, and then you'd sort of, if you're in a real hurry, you'd what they call rip and read, so you'd rip it straight off and read what was there. Or
you didn't have an Anchorman moment, did you?
I had plenty of Anchorman moments. I'm Mark Brunner. You know, people come in and they do great things at K-Rock, and you know, it's a really special place. I love it, and I must admit, you know, when I drive back in to see the folks or the brothers in G-Town, I love seeing the billboard there and seeing what's going on, and, you know, and coming by the station will always be special.
And you would have been a bit of a celebrity being a Australian water ski champion, you know, walking around the corridors with your skis ready to get on the water.
That's right. I always walked around in a wetsuit, mate, just to remind people. And I just, you know, puff the chest out a little bit, and maybe if I was in a good mood, I'd pull a backflip in the hallway or something and keep the sales guys going. Yeah. But I'll tell you what I do remember is, gosh, we had some good parties. I mean, the sales team were rocking. And if you really want to have a good time in a radio station, always stay close to the sales team, because there's great lunches, great dinners, and great parties to be had.
You always know if they made the monthly budget, because they'd be gone by about 11:30 in the morning on the last day of the month, Brett.
So glad to hear nothing's changed.
Hey, very quickly, I want to pick your brain as well, because this weekend it is the Cadell Evans Road Race. You're an avid cyclist yourself, have done many bike rides, especially for charity, and the work and the support you do is incredible. But a bike ride like the Cadell Evans, the length, the psyche that goes into a race like that as a bike rider, what does it take?
It's unbelievable. I mean, we've just come from the Tour Down Under, which we broadcast in Adelaide. And Cadell's race, I love so much, and I'm heartbroken because I can't be there this weekend because it clashes with the Bathurst 12 hours. I'm at Mount Panorama for work, but
Hard
James
life.
Tobin's going to look after things down there. Yeah, Mount Panorama or Geelong. I hate not being there because it's such a good event. I've worked on every one of them for seven, and I love Cadell and love the race. But it's a ripping race because it's a chess game right from the start. You know, the teams are foxing against each other. Who's going to go when? If someone heads out early, can they keep that going? Who goes with them to try and keep their team in touch? And it's just a ripping race. And that, you know, the massive hills heading back into Geelong that gives some ripping flying descents and then some heartbreaking, just lung-busting climbs. Bring it on. Get out and see it, guys. You'll love it.
As we celebrate 30 years of K-Rock this week, it's great to just check in with a humble bloke who got his start here in Geelong, and he's gone on to do some decent things with his career. Barrett, it's been an absolute pleasure, mate. We'll chat to you soon.
Pleasure, guys. I always love K-Rock. Thanks, guys.